Wolf, you have been around the game so long, and you've heard 900 million coaches say all the time how great the other team is, whether it's true or not. But are you buying what the Lions are saying about the Arizona Cardinals? Because they're going off the deep end in their praise, sure. But what they're saying really isn't all that outlandish either.
No, what they're saying is accurate. Okay? I mean, we can sit here and question as to why they're actually saying it, but there's no hyperbole here. What they're saying is truth.
Matt Patricia yesterday on Kyler Murray and what it means when he runs the football.
Yeah, I would definitely say you can see the difference between early on last year when we played him and then later in the season and how he kind of matured and grew as a player in the NFL. I think I may have said this before, but somehow I think this guy got faster and quicker and more explosive in the offseason. It's just amazing to watch him in open space. He's a smooth athlete. He can really get to top end acceleration extremely quick. And I think that's what catches a lot of people by surprise. You know, he can just burst and explode. And within two steps, he's at full speed. And then he can stop within a step or two. And I think some of that for quarterback position, you know, you're not necessarily used to it. It's almost like trying to tackle a punt returner, you know, in those sort of space plays that he's able to create. And I think that's one area where I think he just feels a lot.
This is my observation, Basinonians, after watching Kyler Murray in this offense in the last 2 years. I think at the beginning of 2019, watching it, the air raid concept that we really were watching and witnessing in the first half of the season, probably really the first six or seven games of the season right there, Kyler Murray ran the ball, and he ran the ball for the most part when everything else would break down. He would scramble for you. The amount of called runs in the second half of 2019 for Kyler Murray in particular, it was part of the evolution of that offense. And that is clearly carried over into 2020, the first two games of 2020. Watching the called plays for Kyler Murray, call runs for Kyler Murray and watching him, I think it's really fed his confidence in running the football. I think when you just scramble and pull it down and it's your last resort, that's one thing. And I think he really hit the ground an awful lot of the time when he would do that. But now all of a sudden, with him getting these called runs, we've seen him on a couple of touchdowns make a couple of moves, not hit the ground, make a couple of moves that actually allowed him to break a tackle and score a touchdown. I think that's significant because it speaks to the confidence I think Kyler Murray is getting.
The defensive coordinator went on and on about Kyler Murray as well. So the media then said, hey, Kyler, the head coach wanted to talk about you. The defensive coordinator wanted to talk about you. So are you buying into the other team being worried about you and the hype that you're the quarterback of a 2-0 team?
I mean, nobody needs to stay on me about it. It's not my first time dealing with success in my lifetime. You know, this is part of the game. You know, we work hard in the offseason. We work hard to practice to win. We expect to win. I mean, I think everybody should expect to win. So, you know, when you do, you shouldn't be surprised by it. You know, I'm not a guy that gets too high, gets too low. I am who I am. I, you know, remain the same no matter what. But like I said, I mean, this isn't the first time dealing with success. So, for me personally, I mean, it's – I've done nothing. As a team, I feel like we've done nothing. So, you know, we just got to really, you know, continue to work.
How old is Kyler Murray? How old is he, Doug? Is he 22? Is
that
what he
is?
22 years old, and think of everything he's experienced, basically. Think of everything he has accomplished. Paul was talking about the fact he won three state titles in Texas. Texas, by the way. Where football is something otherworldly. He won three state titles. Never lost a high school football game. Is that right? Is that what Paul said right there, Doug Lees?
Yes,
that he's never lost?
A game that he started is the stat.
Think about that. Okay, the game that he started, he's never lost a high school football game. And was he good at baseball as well, Basinonians? Was he actually a good baseball player? Yes, he was drafted in the first round by the Oakland Athletics. And look at all he's accomplished, even the 1 year at Oklahoma, what he accomplished there. And And now all of a sudden, his rookie year, he's offensive rookie of the year. All this guy does is win wherever he goes. This is embedded into the person that he is. And it was one of the more appealing things to Steve Keiman, the Arizona Cardinals, when they drafted him, was the fact that this kid, all he did is win. And when you win and you play as well as he did, you're impacting players around you. And you know what? Players around him have played better because of Kyler Murray. And if there's one attribute you want your quarterback to have, it's that one.
By the way, I cheated and looked it up. Just turned 23 in August.
Okay, there you go. 23 in August.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
Imagine all of that success. So when you hear Kyler say, you know, this isn't the first time I've experienced this, he's not bragging.
Yeah, yeah. Coming up next, when is it okay to play hero ball on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station? Certainly hope that you enjoyed it last week as much as Wolf and I did.
Oh, yeah.
Every Thursday at 9:15, a new regularly scheduled guest, Jay Williams, going to join us, famous Dookie draft pick of the Bulls. And he is the host of ESPN's new morning show, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. And Jay joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Jay, what's up? How's life?
What's up, guys? I'm doing great. I'm doing great today. You know, we got NBA playoffs going on. We got football coming up tonight, even though it's the Dolphins. But I'm still okay. It's still football. And then we got football this weekend, guys. I mean, am I not allowed to say that about a team as bad as the Dolphins? Come on, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Jay, well, thank you for joining us, man. Really appreciate it. I got to tell you, I love Keyshawn. I love Key. I really do.
Uh-oh. Here comes the caveat.
I know. Here's the comes. But Keyshawn's comments about the Cardinals being a 6 or 7 win team, I took exception to that right there. Do you agree with him?
Well, do I agree with him? No, I don't agree with him. And it's funny to me because, you know, a lot of times in life, guys, we love to think about it. When you first meet somebody, the first question people ask them is, oh, what do you do? Right. Like, I automatically want to put people in a box. Like, that's going to give me better insight to understanding who they are. Mm. So I know people look at me as a basketball guy, but I've always been a football fan. Ooh. Right. I'm a fan. I'm that guy. I like to make bets every once in a while. I like to know all the quarterbacks doing work with LeBron James and KD. I meet all these athletes all the time. And Keyshawn always talks about, well, Kyler Murray's just cute. And I'm like, well, what does cute mean? Because he's a smaller quarterback. But look at the system in which they use him in. He's a hater on the system, ultimately. But it comes down to this, man. I told him, I'm like, look, you can hate on the system. You can hate on Cliff Kingsbury. But you can't tell me what him and DeAndre Hopkins have isn't something that's special. And if you look at their schedule, if I look at your schedule right now, he says 6 to 7 games. I'm like, okay, great. Well, tell me this when I think you guys are going to be in position. You're going to be 5-0. Like, you got the Lions coming up. We'll see if Mike Patricia, he always finds a way of messing up games, let's be honest. You got the Panthers going on. Christian McCaffrey's not playing. You got the Jets. Do I need to say any more? You have the Jets.
Yeah.
The Jets will be your fifth game. Like, Adam Gase, that speaks for itself. So if you find yourself in a position to be 5-0 when you play against the Cowboys, like, that's going to – then you got the Cowboys, then you got the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. But still, like, you guys are a really good team, and I don't know why he doesn't want to give you your flowers, which you deserve.
This is a great lead-in, then, to your college career. And the reason why I say this is, Jay, we've been talking about this all week, about the opportunity to be 5-0, knowing players should never talk about it, but we can because of the schedule. However, I'm talking about it not as a guarantee, as a test of their character. Are they ready to not wait until Sunday to show up against bad teams? Are they going to show up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with the same intensity in preparation, knowing they're playing bad teams? And what did you guys do at Duke? I would say rarely in your life did you take the court in college where you weren't better talent-wise than the other team. So what was it that you guys did to never take for granted who you were playing?
First and foremost, we never disrespected who our opponent was. We didn't talk about them as if they were the 0-2 Lions. Like, we talked about them like they were a really good football or basketball team, right? So I think when you start talking about your opponent with respect, that ultimately makes you respect your opponent. And I'll be frank with you guys. Like, there were a lot of – I call them mental Jedi mind tricks that Coach K used to do with us. So we would have these different thresholds within the course of a game. So sometimes when we got up by 10 – we would actually have our managers track the game as if it was tied 0-0. Or sometimes when we got up by 20, our new game within the game is that our managers would track the score as if we were down by 5.
Wow.
Right? So we found ways psychologically to make us push our foot on the gas even more, because we knew that the repercussions that we would have the next day in practice, even if we did win the game by 20, would be insane. So that got us to have a different standard, right? Our standard of how we competed became so elevated that we expected way more from ourselves than we did from our opponent. And I would think for Cliff Kingsbury, if you have this opportunity to be 5-0, you're always going to hear these coaches talk about, hey, we're going to take it one game at a time. And yes, Detroit has these options, and hey, they were one catch away from beating Chicago, and if Swift doesn't drop that pass, they win that game. All that stuff is great. But at the end of the day, Kyler Murray and company, you guys are competing with yourselves. And I think it's that standard of excellence that you need to make sure that is inserted into the culture of what the Cardinals organization is all about. Now, Larry Fitzgerald, guys like that, they've been around forever. They already have that standard, but it's with your younger talent that you need that standard to come from the top down.
Jay, Will, did you ever take the needle? Did you ever take the needle for a game?
Hell, first off, what kind of damn needle are they giving in the NFL? That's just your luck.
What, you knew where I was going, J-Lo.
What? It's the first thing I said. I was talking to Bart Scott from the Jets. I'm like, hold on a second, man. Like, you know, in basketball, we might get like a, okay, like give me an ibuprofen 800. Give me something really strong that I can take orally. Nobody is coming to me with a 10-inch needle that can puncture my lungs. What the hell are we doing? I mean, poor Tyler Taylor. I mean,
so you've never heard.
I'll go back to this, guys.
You've never heard anything like this, Jay. Well, you've never heard of anything like this, right?
I don't know what world I'm in. I'm like, I'm happy I wasn't in that football world, because I'll say this, and this is my big thing, because guys, I had an addiction issue. I talked about this openly after I got done. I got hooked on oxycodone. Okay, so I know how easy it is
right.
when you're trying to play through pain. How addictive that can become.
Appreciate you,
and,
brother.
Man, thank you. And I'll say, like, I don't trust team doctors. I'll be real with you.
Okay.
I tell a lot of people, look, go get a second, go get a third opinion from somebody who has the optics of being more objective, right? And I'm not saying that team doctors are going to do things not in the best interest of the player, but I always look at team doctors to a degree, like, okay, like, you're on the team's payroll here. Especially in a sport as violent as football.
Right.
And I'm not saying this pertains to every team doctor, but at the end of the day, if you're a player, like it's like, I wouldn't go out and just get one mortgage from a bank. I'm going to get multiple mortgages from different banks to see what my options are. Where do I get a better interest rate? Right.
You know,
like,
Jay, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what's amazing about what you're saying right now, if you go back long enough, we used to tell team doctors what to do. That's what I mean. Yeah. If you go back to old school football, that's what we did. We just told them what to do.
How did you guys play through all those damn injuries? I don't know how you guys did it.
Hey, man, it was like, hey, Doc, shoot me up. And by the way, shoot me up at halftime as well. That's the way that it was.
I know. You guys are tougher, though, because in basketball, if I push my pinky finger back, I got guaranteed money. I'm going to take a couple of games off to make sure it's covered properly, damn it.
And don't forget, Jay, it was around the time you were born that Wolf got drafted,
yes,
too.
Please, so all right.
It's
I'm not going to let him do that to you. You're young in my eyes, Wolf. You hear me? You're young in my eyes.
Thank you, Jay. Well, appreciate it.
Well done there. Why is it? I'm not going to say that this is what the article said. ESPN.com had an article that was yesterday that basically went through the history of anybody's quote about what they originally thought of Jimmy Butler and all of his teammates all throughout time. And I got to tell you, even though the article didn't say this, it basically, to me, the way I interpret it, said, if you had Jimmy Butler on your team and traded him or didn't sign him, you're soft. And he's finally found a home in Miami where everybody believes the game is hard. When I say, what does this say about Jimmy Butler to the T-Wolves, to the Sixers, teams like that, that basically didn't want to rise to the level of competition that Jimmy Butler does?
So I know sometimes in media things can always be blown out of context, and I just want to make sure I provide context after I make this statement. Jimmy Butler is a winning jerk. Like, Michael Jordan was a winning jerk.
I love it.
Right? Like you have guys
And in some ways, Kobe was too.
Yeah, Kobe, same thing, right? Like, they're always going to be misunderstood by the media. You know, when you have personality traits, like, I would have loved to play with Jimmy Butler. We would have went head-to-head, right? But, like, you know, so much of sports is based around, and Wolf, you know this.
Yes.
Like, being sports, like, personality traits. Like, I'm sure you would see guys in your locker room, like, okay, like, we can't talk to him that way. We have to maybe be somewhat a little bit more sensitive. It would have ignored, like, annoyed you. But, like, you think Andrew Wiggins can – and I love Andrew, but Andrew Wiggins and Jimmy Butler, right away, boom, I could tell you that wasn't going to work. I could tell you that wasn't going to work. Right. And same with Jimmy Butler, and when you watch Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, right? There's a lot of those like, I feel like if Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid got into an argument, it would happen via direct message on Instagram. That's how their argument would happen, right? Where Jimmy Butler's like, I'm going to curse you out to your face and then not talk to you for a week, and then I will only talk to you if you're playing on the court, prove that you actually want to be a part of the team. So he's cut from a cloth that isn't for everybody. And I really think playing with Pat Riley, the godfather, and being able to come in with his young guys, like, we're practicing every morning at 4 o'clock. If you don't like it, you're not going to play on our team. And Tyler Hero they call him, I'm a bucket for a reason. Goran Dragic, he's built like that for a reason. Bam is built like that for a reason. So now we're actually seeing a culture created and manifested from Pat Riley to Jimmy Butler, and I'm happy he's found his home, man. Yeah. I really am.
Yeah.
Culture.
So, do you believe in friction, in the locker room? Friction?
As a positive?
I do. Well, I think there is healthy friction.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yes. Hey, Jay, thank you, man.
All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate it, man.
Love talking to you. That's Jay Williams.
Jake.
Host of ESPN's New Morning Show, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Your family owned and operated dealership for Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. He'll join us every Thursday at 9:15. Coming up next, Lions, Cardinals, and the mental battle the Cardinals have. Not Sunday, right now. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Started already earlier this week. You were able to do it against Washington, a team you were better than, but you did let up in the second half. Now what? We've all talked about it. Three games, three very weak opponents. Only major challenge is the fact that two of these games are on the East Coast, at Carolina, at the Jets. And everyone's pointing at you saying you should be 5-0, which brings up the question directly to Kyler Murray, even though he's not here to answer it. Since you should be 5-0, will you get to 1-0 once again this week?
That's a great question right there. It really is. But again, knowing the mentality of Kyler Murray and the 1-0 tweets that are coming out after wins. Oh my goodness, do you love that? I didn't even know what it was. I thought maybe he was retweeting what he actually retweeted from the week before that. He's trying to actually make a statement. 1-0. It's only about this week. Does that not make you think of Kyler Murray and the understated success that he has actually experienced, at least according to him? It's the expectation of going out and just being good and winning, playing well and winning games. It's just something that needs to permeate that locker room right now. But this is a great test for that, because nobody's going to look at the Detroit Lions, especially the way the Lions have blown double-digit leads in the last four games they played, going back to 2019. And how many games have they lost in a row? 11 games in a row, Doug Lease?
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Lions are not going to scare anybody. Especially
not only
with
lost
defense.
That, but remember, the first team in NFL history to have double-digit leads and go 0-4 in those games.
Yes, they're not going to scare anybody. They're not going to. So how do you play against this team? This is something that I'm really looking forward to, honestly, because against Washington, was Washington scaring anybody? Basinonians, ask yourself that. Even though they won, beat the Philadelphia Eagles, came back from being 17 down to beat the Eagles. That was a quality win for Washington. But still, with Dwayne Haskins, I don't think nobody was afraid to play Washington. Nobody was afraid, except if you were an offensive lineman. Then you could look at their front four and say, they got some pretty good players on that front four. That might have gotten your attention. But nobody's going to look at the Detroit Lions, especially that defense, and be afraid of what they're seeing on tape. That's why this is another step forward, another big challenge, if you will, at least to the human soul. Because to me, human nature says, all is well. We're 2-0 right now. Everybody's talking about us. We're playing at home. The Lions, all they do is blow leads. They haven't won a game in 11 games. And we're supposed to be afraid of these guys? No, see, this is going to be a huge stepping stone going forward for this team from a maturation perspective.
We want to give you a brand new $700 grill and a custom Arizona Sports cornhole set. Text GATE to 620-620 right now to be a part of the Arizona Sports virtual tailgate with your favorite hosts and special NFL guests. We're giving away one barbecue grill and cornhole set every weekday at 5 o'clock. Text GATE to 620-620 for your chance to be a winner. The Arizona Sports virtual tailgate is presented by Four Peaks. So this came out about 45 minutes ago, and then through some other reporting, it's now been confirmed on how it affects things going forward. The Boulder County, and that might ring a bell when you hear Boulder, no. Boulder, Colorado is in Boulder County, and it is the home of the Colorado Buffaloes. And Boulder County has issued a order that halts all gatherings of college-aged residents. So it's not something – I've never heard of something. It's kind of like an age requirement. If you're in college, you can't get together in a large group.
Okay.
And I don't know how you're going to enforce that, because legally it's like, well, wait a minute. 30-year-olds can get together, but 19-year-olds can't. Okay. But anyway, I don't know enough about the law to be able to argue that point. But here's what matters. This is going to go on for 2 weeks, and it applies to athletics as well.
Sure.
So whatever the number is that considered to be a college-age large gathering, the Colorado football team would not be able to practice, and this is the very day the Pac-12 is voting on whether or not they should go forward with their football schedule. And for 2 weeks, Colorado can't practice, at least in a large group.
Well, that sucks to be Colorado. Doesn't it? Right, next. There we go. Okay, you're out. You're done. Okay, good. Next. Here we go. I mean, this is honestly, it stinks to be you if you're a Buffalo. Boy, what a bummer that is. But next.
Next team up?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not looking at that, Doug Lee says, oh, what a death knell that is for the Pac-12. Nope. I don't care who it is. They're going to lose some other teams. I think we're going to continue to see that. We're going to see some conferences. I mean, Houston's trying to play a game. Houston, it is amazing. Did you see North Texas canceled because of COVID? Houston's
had four games
in a row canceled.
It's four or five season openers canceled. Four, baby.
It's four games in a row. Four opponents they've had canceled. Houston's fine. It's their opponents that they haven't been able to play.
Oh, you know what? I did read it. It's four recent. However, one of them is Washington State when Pac-12 canceled everything. So you could argue that it's five because that one was just canceled a long time ago and they knew about it. And one of the cancellations was to fix a cancellation. When both them and Memphis had a cancellation, they said, okay, let's play each other. And then Memphis canceled on them.
Yes. Man, I love what Dana Holgorsen said about this, Basinonians. Dana Holgorsen was like, man, this sucks.
He said something like, I'm tired of this crap.
Exactly. Oh, can you imagine? But again, this is what I think we're going to see. Next!
Yeah.
Sorry.
Absolutely.
Your season's been canceled.
Coming up next is Paul's Call on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Paul's Call is brought to you by Brooklyn Betting. For the best sleep ever, go to BrooklynBetting.com.
Hey, it's your call, man.
No.
Your call.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits. It's Paul's call.
Let's see here. Last we left you, a Doug and Wolf rip job that blew up in their face. Play the clip. We apologize that we're letting you go for Paul's call.
No, I'd rather listen to Paul's call for the 7 minutes than listen to you guys for 3.5 hours. So I'm going to hang up the phone and listen to Paulie.
Pow!
Oh, boy.
How did that taste?
Play it in context, Paul.
Didn't work out the way you guys drew it up, did it?
Hey, don't be a smart guy.
What's shocking, though, is that you guys still haven't learned your lesson.
Love Paul's call. Love it.
Once upon a time, you guys tried to get Thunder Dan to bag on Paulie, point guard. Nope.
It's an honor to be ripped by Paul.
So this is why, after 14 years, that you guys are still treated like rookies around here and strictly on a need-to-know basis.
He just came up to me and told me 5 or 10 seconds before kickoff, and it caught me by surprise a little bit.
You guys, I hate to say it, really, you guys are still the Justin Herbert of Arizona sports. I mean, right, Coach Lynn?
He was in a little bit of a shock. You know, I think he thought I was joking, and I had to tell him a couple times, no, seriously, you're the starting quarterback.
So,
realized he was the guy. He was fine.
No, was, seriously, you're right. The starting quarterback.
Right. And then he was fine eventually. But Coach, did you ever consider telling his teammates at any point? Because, hey, you, starting tight end Hunter Henry, when did you find out?
I found out when we were in the huddle. So it was pretty crazy. I didn't know anything until we ran out and we were in the huddle and then Justin came in. Yeah, it was a little wild.
I mean, Hunter Henry found out in the huddle.
What the hell is Brett Favre doing here? I'm in town to play the Dolphins, you dumbass.
I mean,
that's unbelievable.
Maybe that's why Hunter Henry is stinking up the joint for my Paulie Pigskins, because
what we've got here is...
Well, what we've got is a fact you're on a need-to-know basis.
Play the song.
Failure to communicate.
Play the song.
And if you don't like it, you get the sawed-off shotgun of sports. Sports takes and COVID-19 today in Zlatan's direction.
Some breaking news. It involves Zlatan Ibrahimovic because he's tested positive for COVID-19.
If I don't stay, nobody will remember what MLS is.
So that's Zlatan Ibrahimovic testing positive for COVID-19.
So that's real breaking news this morning as all-world striker Zlatan, with his all-encompassing bravado and ego...
I just said I'm going to the World Cup. A World Cup without me wouldn't be a World Cup, so...
The AC Milan star now, who has 3 goals in 2 matches so far, Doug, this season. The guy who says about his home country...
Swedish guy, but I put Sweden on the map, so...
Sweden's been around for thousands of years, but he put it on the map. Anyway, Zlatan this morning has issued a Zlatan statement expressing supreme confidence in himself. And I quote, COVID had the courage to challenge me. Bad idea.
What it is what it is.
It's so weird.
Again, Zlatan tweeting now, COVID had the courage to challenge me. Bad idea. You know who should sign Zlatan? The Jacksonville Jaguars.
The skid mark on the underpants of society.
Going into Thursday Night Football, do you guys see this holy cannoli stat? Ryan Fitzpatrick will try to pick up where he left off, as in 2015, the Gilbert guy became the first QB to ever beat the same team with 5 different franchises. Again, Ryan Fitzpatrick, the first quarterback in NFL history to start and win against the same opponent for 5 different teams.
Wow.
The Harvard scholar has beaten the Jags with the Bengals, the Bills, the Titans, the Texans, and the Jets.
Wow. Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
And tonight, the Dolphins. Speaking of quarterback, can we talk Cardinals?
Paul talks to football players and tries to stay out of the way. It's the Paulie Pigskin Report.
Yeah, Paulie Pigskin Report.
The Cardinals 2-0, having gone from losing 10 games last year to now everybody's top 10 in their power poll.
You can do it!
We're going Paulie PSA here, a public service to keep the Cardinals grounded. I know Kyler says he doesn't need it, but here comes a national verbal beatdown in 3-2-1.
But why you hating, Key? Why you hating on Kyler Murray, man? Talk to me on this one.
I didn't say him. I say what they do is cute and adorable. But people take that and put it on Kyler Murray.
And it's Keyshawn Johnson. This morning, early morning on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports, and there's no TikTok here. He's not buying the future of football.
I didn't say that I don't like Kyler Murray as a quarterback within the system.
You think that the air raid system is cute and adorable?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. My argument with this system is it's not for long. It's going to be cute. It's new. Ooh, look. Oh, God, he made him miss. He did this. He did that. Oh, my God, you see him shake that dude. Yeah, but I also seen Quentin Williams grab him in the Final Four and slam him to the turf with one arm.
Okay, again, are the Cardinals running the air raid that the national media is accusing them of running?
It's a false premise, Paul. I
mean, we play this anyway, though, as a reminder that not everyone is handing out the big red roses right now.
He showed some clips of Kyler Murray kind of dancing around on the Washington football team. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. It's cute. It looks sexy. But at the end, Jamal Adams is not allowing that to happen. He's one of the most sure tacklers in this league. So when I look at that, they can win 6, maybe 7 games. They may even be able to go 5-0 before they get to Seattle, before they get to Dallas. So it's like, just slow down, pump your brakes on a 2-0 team that beat up a beat-up San Francisco 49er team.
What?
And a Washington team that beat up on a sorry-ass Philadelphia Eagle team right now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just so... wrong.
Has he seen Seattle's defense, by the way? I'm just and anyway,
beat up San Francisco team.
It's nonsense on every level, and he does get some pushback as they go back and forth
for 16 games. You think he ain't gonna get hit? You think he not gonna get hit?
I'm
doing
not
with that, leading the team in rushing with his stature in the NFL. You don't think he gonna get hit?
I think he's a smart quarterback where he don't expose himself to those type of hits.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. That's just crazy, though.
I'm still hung up on the banged up 49ers. Like they got banged up in New York City in week 2. Like, you're there on the East Coast. Did you not think week 1 happened before week 2? And if they got hurt in New York City right in front of you, wouldn't that have meant they were healthy the week before?
Wait, there's one more. Do you have 22 seconds? One more.
Now, this year, their time of possession has gone up a little bit on the offense side, just a little bit. Do you think that leaving your defense exposed out there like that, trying to score fast pace all the time, do you think that they can make a deep run in the playoffs with that style, leaving their defense exposed?
Well, let me say this. Since Patrick Mahomes has been in Kansas City, they've been negative in time of possession. They just outscore everybody.
Two years ago, Kansas City had a horrendous defense and lost time of possession. You know what they did that year? Went all the way to the AFC Championship game in the second year for Patrick Mahomes.
Lost in overtime.
Yeah.
I mean, 8%.
And by the way, the Cardinals are winning time of possession pretty decisively this year.
Watch a game.
Now, a look at performances that have Paulie pensive pondering.
You're better than that.
You're better than that, man.
You're better than that.
Well, last we left you on the TikTok front, the mayor of Chicago was ripping pandemic parties.
If you want to hang out with your friends, call them. If you want to have a dance party, TikTok, some other form of video.
That's right. If you want to dance, I mean, go hang with Wolf on TikTok. But what if you want is dental advice.
Dentists around the country are horrified over a new TikTok trend, DIY tooth filing.
Oh, my goodness. No
way. Do-it-yourself filing of your teeth.
It's the social media craze that has dentists gnashing their teeth.
I'm going to file my teeth down with a nail file because they are not perfect.
Stop. Please stop.
Hold it. What the?
Young people on TikTok seeking that perfect smile, breaking out a nail file.
You're better than that.
There is no way this is happening with our youth.
You heard right. People using a nail file on their teeth.
My gosh.
This is a metal one I used. I originally used just a nail file, and it wasn't working, so I moved to this.
Oh, my goodness.
She went from a regular nail file to a heavy-duty metal file.
You're better than that.
No, they're not. They're not better than that.
I immediately told the 14-year-old punk, dude, don't ever take a file to your teeth. Capiche?
16-year-old told me she tried DIY dentistry to fix her crooked teeth after seeing the technique on TikTok. Big mistake.
It was not painful when I did it, but as the days went on and I would drink cold drinks or ice cream, I felt a lot of sensitivity in my teeth.
I bet you did.
You just took a metal file to your teeth.
No comprendo. Oh.
Why don't you just go out into the garage and bust out a power tool? My buddy's a dentist. He's highly disturbed by this, as 4 out of 5 dentists say.
Never use a nail file to reshape your teeth.
Dentist Todd Burtman calls the practice horrifying and says it does irreparable damage to your enamel.
You're going to end up with sensitive teeth, pain, and probably root canals as well.
I wish I never did it.
No, don't play that.
I mean, that's worse than nails on a chalkboard.
Yes,
Youth
it
of
is.
America, be stronger than TikTok.
Come on, man. Y'all better than that.
That's balls.
Thank you, Paul.
I don't feel better.
How did the show make you feel?
Woo!
Doug and Wolf's. Brought to you by Carol Royce with Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Looking to buy a nice home and can't find one? Go to OurNiceHomes.com. That's OurNiceHomes.com.
My big takeaway from today's show is that people that have used metal files on their teeth will someday make decisions behind a steering wheel about who leads this country, and they will more than likely reproduce.
I am highly disturbed and will pass the baton to Ron Wolfley.
You've got to be kidding me. Read a book. Kids, read a book. Peace and strength.
Tell me what it's all about.